This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Frustrating it is to not be able to find your mouse or to not be able to get the pointer to go where you want it to go. I have three screens in front of me, and I'm sure everybody listening kind of can. You can identify.
I can't stand it. I cannot stand having multiple monitors. It drives me nuts. I can't do it.
Here and there, back and forth. All right, so here we are on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is I've never pronounced this correctly, but mostly because I'm teasing you. I call you a schmalier, a sommelier, and that's going to be an important aspect, an important factor, if you will, in a conversation that we're going to have with a lady who's from my neck of the woods. But because I thought this would be kind of a special conversation for you, Jennifer, as you do know as much about wines as you do, as an interesting, you know how I love interesting people and stories, and so this is a really good one. And there's a little bit of prejudice from my point of view because this lady is a local lady. I'm in Framingham, Jennifer's in Los Angeles, Jay's down in Nashville. Preponderance of information about this lady is somewhat local, although it's one of those great American stories. So Amy LaBelle is here. She owns LaBelle Winery, which is up in New Hampshire. But what I've gotten on you, Amy, is that you were born in Chicopee, and you were a lawyer in Boston. So how does a nice girl from Chicopee end up where you are?
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. Nice girls from Chicopee. I guess that's what we are, right? Chicopee was a great place to grow up. But I ended up practicing law in Boston and doing mergers and acquisitions work there. But while I was practicing law in Boston, I stumbled upon an epiphany. I was up in Nova Scotia, Canada, not in wine country. And I ended up at a tiny little winery there that just I walked into and I was so inspired. I said, oh, my gosh, I think that I've missed my calling. And from that moment on, I could think of nothing else but developing a world-class winery in New Hampshire.
All right, so that's not exactly where people go to raise grapes or to do wine, it would seem. Also on the bill of fare here with me on this program is Jennifer Horn, who, as I said, is from Los Angeles. She has a story. She's a broadcaster since she was a kid. But she and her father developed a radio program about wine. I can imagine they'd like to have you on the program, in fact, now after learning about you here. But
absolutely.
She's an expert in wine. She's broadcaster, but it's not what you would normally think. She doesn't have a winery, at least. But I know that there are lots of similarities and interest here, so I think the two of you ought to have a little discussion about the kinds of wine, Amy, that you are developing.
That's what I'm curious about, because a lot of times, we think that you need a little bit of heat that maybe New Hampshire doesn't offer to get your grapes going. So what are you growing up in New Hampshire, and are you sourcing all of your grapes like yourself, or are you getting them from other places?
Sure. So it's really interesting, you know, to try to put a wine region on the map that doesn't, you know, previously exist, right? Our climate is a little challenging, but the advancements that have been made in grape development over the last 15 to 20 years have really allowed us to plant very good quality wine grapes in colder climates. So we focus on grapes that are cold hardy, that are able to withstand our colder winters, because it's not really the growing season that's the problem for these grapes. It's getting them through the winter.
Sure.
Because we definitely have, you know, days in our vineyards that are negative 18, and that's pretty cold for something like, say, Cabernet Sauvignon, which can only grow in climates that have the low of maybe above, you know, 15 above zero. So, you know, at 15 above zero, I would lose those grapes every single winter. I'd never have a crop. So I can't grow Cabernet. I can't grow Chardonnay, but I can grow Sauvignon Blanc. I can grow Petite Pearl. I can grow Noiré. And these grapes have been grafted. They're gorgeous wine grapes grafted onto a cold, hardy rootstock that's able to withstand our winters. So it's not a problem at all.
I love that. Go ahead. Oh, no, I was just going to ask. So you do the whole thing from planting to harvest, and do you have a tasting room also on property?
I want to know how much of the work you do yourself.
It's a lot of work, that's for sure.
It's an awful lot of work. In the beginning, I did absolutely everything myself because it was just me. But now I've grown the winery to 3 locations, and I have a team of about 250 employees running 2 event centers, 3 tasting rooms, all of our vineyards. I'd still manage the winemaking myself, although I have help, of course, now. And so we are processing about 85 ton of grapes a year. That's an awful lot of, that's like a wall of grapes coming at you in the fall. So we get about 15 ton of that from our own vineyards. The remainder we bring in from farm partner farms across the Northeast and all the way over to Washington State. So I'll bring an awful lot of grapes from Washington, which I really love. They grow beautifully in Washington.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's where I jump in. I have a dairy farm down in Framingham. I'm not far from you. You're about an hour from me. And every weekend.
Well, you
better come visit. I was thinking we ought to have a reciprocal. As much, you're going to laugh at this. The girls always tease me. I'm not a drinker. And probably the most sophisticated thing I've ever had in my life is Asti Spumante. And so.
That's not true. We got Doug to drink some Riesling because he's definitely into a sweeter wine.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Although Rieslings can be done so dry now, but we got him into some Riesling, some Gewurztraminer. So he's tried some wines before that he's okay with.
It's more than not my priority. But I have a farm, and we have a farmer's market. You're probably too big now to do this, but I've had over the years people that are, they've created little local beers, they've created local wines and that sort of thing. And I think that's how you kind of get started. And I'm looking at you and admiring what you've done. How many times have you had to tell the same story? You're telling us a story and it's new to us, it's new to the listeners of this program, but how many times have you told the story and does it ever get old?
Oh my gosh, I've told this story a million times and it never ever gets old because I so love what I'm able to do every day. I'm so grateful to get up every day and be able to grow this business in this great country, and have the opportunities that we have to kind of develop not just a brand, but an entire industry in the state of New Hampshire and in New England. I'm really providing that elevated wine and hospitality service that, you know, previously wasn't really a thing. So for the past decade, you know, I've been completely focused on making this happen. And it's a really special story, and it's something that I love to share. So thanks for that opportunity.
You are a pioneer. I'm looking at your website right now and just looking at what you've done in this area of New Hampshire and the event center and the fact that you have a food component and all of this. I mean, really, really well done. Are your neighbors coming on? What is the situation with the AVA? Are you trying to get a region how is that coming along for you?
Yeah, so we have a very small wine association in New Hampshire, and so getting an AVA defined by the powers that be is a very arduous process.
Yeah, what is that? Explain what that is. What is that?
Jennifer, go ahead.
American Viticultural Association, basically, and they recognize certain wine areas. So, for instance, it became a big deal when upstate New York and Virginia, they all become part of an AVA. It brings more people in. It brings additional wineries, and they're all part of, they get recognized, essentially. And it's a long, arduous process. And that's why I asked if that had begun or not in this area, because it seems like with what you're doing, if you have other people that are willing to follow suit, that would be an amazing upgrade to that area, to be recognized in that way.
Yeah, and it allows you to some flexibility on your labeling. It allows you to vintage date wines and things like that. So it's certainly something that we're talking about as an association and trying to figure out how to tackle the workload that would be on top of all of our other stuff. But yeah,
how hard is it to find? I know on my farm, which is I'm a dairy guy, as I said, so it's been very hard for me to find help, the right kind of help. And I wonder with you, Oftentimes, I do a radio program also. I should probably have you on the radio program that I do for farmers called the American Family Farmer that focuses on what local small family farmers are doing and wondering whether, you know, that part of New Hampshire is still an agrarian-based, to a point anyway, area. And I wonder how hard it is. You know, a lot of them are family farms. So do you have family involved, or do you have to go outside to get all of your help?
No, we have a couple of family members working with us at the winery, but for the most part, we are hiring outside help. As I said, you know, about 250 employees now. Very difficult right now to find the help that we need. We aren't open full-time in any of my three locations right now, for example, because I don't have enough staff. So this has been a real challenge. It's my husband and I are calling it the pandemic after the pandemic. It's a pandemic of no one working. We're like, where are all the people?
Yeah.
And we have good paying, benefits-laden jobs, and we're, you know, great culture in our company. It's just so incredibly hard to find people right now.
What's life like since you've been a lawyer? You don't practice law. You can't with all this stuff going on here. You can't practice law anymore.
No, I stopped practicing law officially in 2012 when we first opened the doors at the flagship location in Amherst, New Hampshire. But I get to practice still every day. You know, I run a business with six corporations under the LaBelle Winery umbrella. I get to use my corporate legal skills every single day, so I'm not really missing it. I just apply them differently now. I rather
ship
wine anyway.
Do you ship around the country? Let's say, where do we go? If we go to a website, I'm going to bet it's labellewinery.com. But if,
that's right.
Yeah, okay. So you go there. Can you order stuff and have it shipped?
Absolutely. So you can not only order any of our wines, you can also get, so it's labellewinery.com. You order wine there, but you can also get any of our products from the culinary line of products that I developed called the Winemaker's Kitchen. So all these great cooking culinary additions to your kitchen, which make you cook like a winemaker.
Cool. What a great, this
love it.
Great American. I love entrepreneurial stories. So it's good to have you here. Best of luck, continued success, and maybe I'll wander up there sometime, or maybe you can send a bottle of wine down here. We'll put it on our farmer's market.
I'd love to do both.
Yeah,
if you don't drink, we won't make you drink, but you come up and have some breakfast, lunch, or dinner at one of the restaurants.
All right. You're on. Thank you. Amy LaBelle here with Jennifer and Jay at 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Want to show your favorite teacher some love? Staples has you covered.
Covered how?
This week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards on your in-store purchases to give to your favorite teacher for supplies.
So they can stock up on markers and crayons?
Staples has it covered.
Art and cleaning supplies?
Covered. During Teacher Appreciation Week, earn 20% back in classroom rewards for your favorite teacher or school, plus up to 5% back in Staples rewards for yourself. Download the Staples Connect app to sign up for classroom rewards. Valid in-store only, ends 5/7.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, 23 after the hour on the DJV program, Trending Time, Jay with Doug, looking into the postings on Twitter and Instagram that Jay follows, and there's a lot of stuff. How do you decide what you want to report on? I guess that's a good, quick question. And I don't think I've ever asked you how you discern between one story and another as to what's getting the most attention.
Well, a lot of our stuff on the show, the entire show is always trending.
Yeah.
So I work with Victoria to figure out what she's putting in prep, and then usually a lot of the celebrity kind of based stuff or other interest pieces will make it into trending because everything we discuss is trending.
Yeah, sure is. All right, so we've got we were just talking about wines. Now we're going to talk about tequila right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's up? Who's got a new tequila brand?
Well, It's Kendall Jenner's 818 Tequila brand. It's not new, but this is something she did in October. Her 818 Tequila brand partnered with the Mexican nonprofit Sacred, and they created the 818 Bricks program, which uses the tequila's post-production agave fibers to create adobe bricks. There is so much waste, the agave waste pulp, that is just kind of left over when tequila is made. So this is turning that waste into a good cause, and the first batch of the bricks has been completed. It will be used to build a school library and a tasting room for a family-run distillery. And the library is breaking ground sometime this month with a completion date by January 2023. And then the tasting room will follow, and that will take about 5 months.
Wow. There's a big deal there, right? It's interesting. We're talking about a lady that's doing the winery. There's a lot of people that attach their name to liquor, and they've done very well with it, right? This is a good
it's a
PR
hot commodity
piece for her, but how much is she the Kendall Jenner tequila brand? How important is that?
Well, I think she's pretty involved with it, and especially
is it a big moneymaker? Is it big? We've seen what George Clooney
Kenny Chesney and George Clooney. Everybody pretty much is making a big amount of money who is getting into the alcohol game, it seems.
You look at some of these. Clooney got $300 million for selling off his booze line, for lack of a better term. Yeah, and I'm sure he boozed it up after that. All right, Jay and Doug, 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ukraine announced Monday that it hit two Russian naval vessels in the Black Sea with drone strikes. The armed drones hit two Russian patrol boats early this morning near Snake Island. The video footage shows the Russian boats getting hit by the drones, but it isn't clear if they had sunk. First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Eastern Europe this week to meet with U.S. service members, diplomats, and displaced Ukrainians. Her office made the announcement overnight. Biden will visit refugees in NATO member countries, Romania and Slovakia. President Biden remembered his colleague and friend, former Vice President Walter Mondale.
What Fritz is really saying, looking down, is, Joe, hide your Irish Catholic enthusiasm a little bit and be more Norwegian. I got a chance to talk to the family a little bit earlier, trying to console them, and I got emotional. But as my grandfather Finning would say, that's the Irish of it.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Biden administration continues to spend money like we don't have a $30 trillion debt. Our debt is so high, Deutsche Bank announced last week the U.S. dollar has a 50-50 chance of going into a full-blown recession by next year. The latest Biden spending idea is student loan forgiveness, which would add another $1.7 trillion to the national debt. Representative Rick Allen, the Republican from Georgia, told Newsmax the Biden administration's student loan debt forgiveness is a big political mistake.
Yeah, this administration continues to develop these tactics, I guess, to try to appeal to a certain group of voters. And every time they double down, their bases leave them in droves. And I see this in my district. I hear the same thing in my district. And I will have to admit, I don't agree with Speaker Pelosi on many things. In fact, this may be the only thing that I've ever agreed with her on. And she's right. I think it's a big mistake. I think it's a big political mistake. And number one, I don't think he has the authority. I agree with Speaker on that. And also, we got a $30 trillion debt. Why don't we, if he's got money to do this, why don't we put that toward paying down the debt?
Three University of Oklahoma students were killed returning home from storm chasing last Friday. Gavin Short, Nicholas Nair, and Drake Brooks crashed on Interstate 35 near Tonkawa, Oklahoma, when their car hydroplaned into a semi-truck. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, it's the Monday DJV program. It's May the 2nd. This week is Mother's Day, and we have, American Teachers Week, all that good stuff is in the focus. It was a big celebration in Russia over the weekend because it was May Day. They have big celebrations. I thought the most interesting thing, Jay, coming down the pike about Russia in the last few hours has been a pronouncement from Israel this morning, Israeli time, lashing out over the Russian comments suggesting that Adolf Hitler was Jewish. Did you see?
Really? I did not see that.
Oh, my God. How do they just, this is the guy supposedly who's taking over for Putin, who has, you know, Putin's having an operation today, and he's got cancer, and apparently he's a pretty bad case of it. So we can only hope that he doesn't make it out alive. But in the meantime, you look at this guy. There are two different guys that are coming up behind Putin. One of them, excuse me, is a military guy, and the other one is the foreign minister who was at a joint news conference with, you know, some other folks in town as they were talking about the Ukraine, and somehow or other what floated in this news conference or press conference is the Russians saying, claiming that Adolf Hitler was Jewish, so the Israelis summoned their Russian ambassador, said the remarks blaming Jews for their own murder in the Holocaust is unforgivable. But, you know, you see, these people will say anything. They will try, and people believe this stuff. Look at all the Holocaust deniers that are still.
There's some people that think it was completely fake. It was a stunt. It's astounding.
Yeah.
Well, and you still have, people who still think the Earth is flat.
Well, it's
amazing what people believe.
Yeah. But then, you know, go back to what we were saying earlier about, and what we've said continuously, that half the Russians believe what Putin has said, that they've attacked Ukraine to cleanse it of its Nazis. Nazis seem to be showing up everywhere in the conversation. Both sides seem to have Nazis as part of the, you know, the absurdity of this. The delusional impression that the Russian leaders are leaving on the young people using social media in Russia to spew this crap is just, you know, it's
so controlled. Dangerous. You don't have different sides telling different stories or different narratives. You only have the one being shoved down everybody's throats. And realistically, how are they supposed to think any other way? How are they supposed to believe anything else is going on when there's no other option for information?
Apparently, Putin is really an anti-Semite. And one of the reasons quietly that's surfaced is that Zelensky is Jewish. And he wanted to clear, you know, like Hitler, let's clean out the Jewish blood that's there. Well, Russia and the Eastern European countries, tons of Russian Jews and, you know, Russian, not only there, the Eastern European countries that were formerly the USSR, there were lots of Jews, white Jews, as opposed to those who are Semitic, the Semites that live in, I don't know if a lot of people understand the difference between the Semitic Jews that are from Israel and from that part of the world who look so much different. You know, I get a kick out of, at Easter time, you see all these pictures of Jesus, a white guy with a beard and all of that. Jesus was black. He was a Semitic, the Semitic tribal. You look at the people that grow up that are actually Middle Easterners today. Their skin is very dark. And that's been the case. The Middle Easterners are dark, dark-skinned. And so it just amazes me how people can twist and turn things around. I'm sure that people are horrified listening to me right now talk about Jesus not being white. He's not. Wasn't. Any more than he was a Christian. So, you know, and then you get into the deeper stuff.
Jesus was Jewish. He was the king of the Jews.
Yeah. So, I don't know. The world is an interesting, that's what makes these programs that we, you know, that's what makes doing this for a living kind of fun, because there's so many stories and so many things to talk about that get twisted and turned around and that sort of thing. Because this is Teachers Week, I was thinking a little bit more about how things have changed for students in the years since I was a teacher and since I was in school. Now, you've been in school a lot more recently. What was it, 20 years ago? When did you start the first grade?
Yeah, 20 years ago. I graduated high school in 2002. Mm-hmm. But, Doug, have you noticed, what's the biggest difference you noticed from being a student to being a teacher?
For me?
Yeah.
The biggest difference, I don't know. It's interesting. That's an interesting question. I've not really thought about it. But I continued to learn. There wasn't a big difference in the sense that I learned a lot as a teacher. I learned a lot about life. I learned a lot about the subject matter that I was teaching. I learned a lot about raising children or what my attitude would be toward having children. I think that I learned about time and how important it was to budget your time, because I was not only teaching school, I had a radio job in the afternoon. So I got up earlier in the morning made sure everything was fine. I was at school by 7 o'clock. You know, I've been on the farms. I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life. That's not a big deal. But making sure that you were at least one step ahead of the kids, especially I had some pretty smart youngsters in a couple of the divisions that I taught. And it was at a time when we had 35, 36, and I can remember one class had 41 in it. They would spend 50 minutes in class. The bell would ring, and they'd go to the next class. And then, you know, I think they had 5 or 6 minutes to get to the next class. During the course of the day, I taught 6 classes and then at a study hall. We had lunch. I think I had one period to myself, supposedly, and I used that to make sure that I could talk to the kids that I had if they needed to have conversation with me or to prepare for the next day. But every minute was important. It helped me budget my time, much as anything else. So there are a lot of great things that came out of teaching. As far as being a student is concerned, I loved school. I loved going to school. I loved my teachers for the most part. I never, ever, ever, in the years from kindergarten to high school, never missed one day of school through my entire career. And I never missed a day, I never missed a class in college. I felt it was my job. And one of the things, I grew up in a very Germanic household. My father was Belgian and Germanic, and so there was a lot of... this is the way you do it. And so I learned, you know, my father told me my job was to do well in school. And so he'd get after me if I didn't have good grades. And, you know, there were a lot of other things that went with it. I escaped after I went to school. I went to the farm because being at home wasn't great. So when I'd go to school, I'd come home, leave my books at home, get on my bike and go to the farm. And spend, you know, from that point till dark, like go home and have my dinner and do the homework, go to bed. And that's kind of what my life is like. It sort of set the tone for my life. Interesting you asked me that question. Because it really did set the tone for my life. And now I have I've always through my life had that routine, if you will. I don't know if it's a regimentation, but, you know, I get up early, do the radio program, do my radio work. If the weather is good, I'm at the farm. From this time of year on, and I have been for decades, years and years, most of my life. That's what I've done. And if I don't have weather, then there are plenty of other things that I have to do to get caught up on. But my day is a continuum from 5 o'clock, usually until 8 at least. And it's all that sort of, not regimented, but it's organized. If I'm not organized, then I don't, you know, get everything done that I need to get done. And that came from being a child growing up the way I did.
Well, especially the things that you have to get done, they sound like they are things that need to be done. And that's awesome. That's great that, like, you're able to keep that full schedule. When I was talking about Teacher Appreciation Week, it's also good to remember that sometimes your best teachers weren't your actual teachers. When I was in eighth grade, I had a lot of health issues, go figure, when I was in eighth grade, and to the point where I almost wasn't able to move ahead and go to high school with all of my other classmates. I was going to be held behind because I missed so much. I was behind, and a teacher who actually was not one of my teachers, but she was some of my friend's teachers, she heard my story and kind of what was happening with me, and she took it upon herself to come over to my parents' house, to my house, every single day after school and tutor me and help me get caught up so that I could go into high school on time as I was supposed to. And, again, she wasn't even one of my actual class teachers, but she ended up being the teacher that changed my life, kept me on time, and just the most wonderful person.
You know, it's great to have stories like that. I don't know whether I would hope that there are stories like that to be told today. I was just looking at the National Assessment of Educational Progress for fourth graders and eighth graders in the past 20 years in terms of math and reading skills. So we think that they are not as good, but according to these tests anyway, and I wonder whether, you know, these are standardized tests, whether they really tell the story or not. But they show, from the teacher's point of view, that math and reading, both the skill set is up tremendously with fourth graders and eighth graders. And I want to believe that. I want to think that was the case. I look at my grandson and see how he is, you know, his mother and father are both professors in college. So there's an educational academic atmosphere around where they are. So they, you know, they're instilling in him the need to read, to think, to be excited about learning, and he is. And one would hope that with all the focus, so many schools around where I am are all focused on racial inequality and stuff that really nothing to do with learning. So hopefully, you know, we are headed in a good direction, but it is nice to talk about and think about our teachers, isn't it? Huh? 47 past the hour.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink the sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discount.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Miscreant from the history books of themes for movies that we don't recognize, but Chucker always likes to stimulate us by getting us to ask us, what is that movie theme from? And then we can launch off into a discussion about some star or a movie itself. All right, Chucker, so what is it today?
That's the theme to the movie San Andreas, the earthquake film starring Dwayne Johnson, he turns 50 years old today. That actually is my favorite Dwayne Johnson movie. I find it very enjoyable. And I'll tell you something strange about my personality. You know I own an ice cream parlor, two of them, one in East Strasburg, Pennsylvania. So I got this big 65-inch 4K TV in the back. And this plays at least once every other day.
Right.
I like watching the same things over and over. I can't explain
why. I like the woman who played his
movie
wife.
Works for me.
His wife, yeah. The woman who played his wife in that movie was good. I enjoyed it.
She's been in a few movies, and Alexandra Daddario. It has a good cast. I find the movie he's really good in it. It's just extremely likable. He's actually done 100 acting. He has 100 acting credits now. It's pretty impressive. According to the internet, he's worth $800. Not that this matters whether you're worth a dollar or $800 million. Although I take the $800 million. He's worth $800 million. That's double even the biggest celebrities. His net worth is pretty incredible.
Well, he's been smart about how he invested it, that sort of thing. He, at this age, will probably get close to John Wayne when he died. Had, I think, 223, if I remember. Don't ask me why I remember that, but 223 acting credits.
Well, they were turning him out big time then.
Yeah, right. Well, he does rock shows the same thing.
Dwayne Johnson was a wrestler, and then he got into movies. He did a movie called The Rundown in 2003. And he started a remake of Walking Tall in 2004. He was billed as The Rock. And then as he went on, he tweaked that into just Dwayne Johnson, which is really a smart move. I mean, you don't want to be known as an actor called The Rock, but I find that interesting.
Yeah. Listen, it's all part of the scene. All right, how do we do this weekend at the box office?
Sort of a slow weekend. The animated film Bad Guys, number one for the second straight weekend. They did have good holds, though. This movie was just off 22%, $16 million, $44 million in 2 weeks. Sonic the Hedgehog 2, which is another family movie, $11.8 million, just a 27% drop-off week to week. It's done a solid $161 million in 4 weeks of released. Fantastic Beasts. The Harry Potter prequel, $8.3 million, $79 million in 3 weeks, $300 million worldwide. The Viking epic, The Northmen, 6.3, $23 million in 2 weeks. And then there's this art house movie that's done extremely well under the radar. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, 5.5. Actually had no drop-off week to week, and it's done $35 million quietly over the last 4 or 5 weeks. Mm. Really good. And Liam Neeson's new movie, Memory, it seems that everybody forgot I was playing. Just $3.1
million.
This weekend, as I said to you off the air, there's a movie called Doctor Strange 2 Into the Multiverse of Madness, which is going to have a huge opening weekend. They're supposedly trying to hide all the surprise cameo appearances. It's going to be like the last Spider-Man movie where it's going to break different timelines, so a lot of different characters are going to appear in this film. You know, I don't know if I told you this, but I was telling this to somebody the other day. In a multiverse, I think I'm Bruce Wayne. In a multiverse, not in this universe, although I think I am, but in a multiverse, 100%.
In a multiverse, I'll be Harry Potter.
There you go.
Today is International Harry Potter Day, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
The Potter heads around the world celebrating, let's see here, this was declared in 2012.
What are they celebrating? Tell me. I'm confused.
I don't know. I suppose the life of
Harry
Potter.
I got one story I just want to bring up. Amber, they did a test screening over the weekend of Aquaman 2. And according to some of the buzz that was leaked out of it, Amber Heard, she's Johnny Depp's ex-wife at Big Trial, she is a major character in the first Aquaman. Her screen time in the sequel was cut to around 10 minutes. So... I would have to believe a lot of her part was nubbed.
I think a lot of people think she's a big faker when it looks like the camera's on her, according to the ladies here and some of the social media. She's looking sad and sober, and when the camera's not on her, apparently she's laughing it up, having a great old time.
Yeah, and there's a lot of memes going around with that.
I don't think that publicity is good for anyone's career. Just bad stuff all around.
The judge. We're at the Country Music Awards yesterday. Naomi Judd weekend died. And Ashley, the actress' daughter, took the award for her. It was kind of cool. Okay. All right, Chucker. Good job. 30. Wait a minute. Where am I? 30 past. No, it's 59 past the hour right now in the DJV program.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.